And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm just going to ask you a question, and I want you to be honest with the answer. What do you believe? That's the question. It's kind of an open-ended question, isn't it? Yeah, I really ask that. What do you believe? Now, if somebody asked me that question, I would likely respond with an answer kind of like this. Well, I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe in the United States of America. I believe in the freedoms that are afforded to me by the Constitution. I believe in all of the amendments to the Constitution. I believe in my family. I believe in having opportunity to do the things that I want to do to change my life. And I believe that you should serve your country as the best way to give back to your country. Those are some of the things that I believe. Now, if you were to ask me that question in the real estate context, I would tell you that my belief system has changed over time. In other words, I used to harbor some beliefs that are not very favorable when you're a real estate investor. In other words, I harbored some beliefs that led me to believe that real estate was potentially risky, that it took a lot of time, that it took a lot of money to do real estate. And I kind of lived with those beliefs for a while, but then I kind of got up the gumption to test the waters. So I bought a piece of real estate and, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. I just knew that, you know, you're supposed to buy real estate. That's the conventional wisdom, right? You buy real estate, it gets you out of the rat race. But if they don't teach you the how, they don't teach you the mechanics of buying real estate, then some of what you believe can creep in and create problems for you. So let me start off by just saying a belief is something that you have. It's something that I have. It's something that is formed in our minds. It's formed by people that we have faith, trust, or confidence in. In other words, they share with us ideas and we embrace those ideas because we believe in the individual sharing the idea with us. As a result of that, we may embrace an idea that is ultimately a false belief, something that we should not embrace, but we do embrace it. So with real estate, what we found is that there are three false beliefs out there. There is the feeling that, or I should say, it's more than a feeling, it is a belief. And it's the belief that real estate is very risky. You shouldn't do it. And it's been reinforced by stories that you've heard by people that are made by people that you have faith, trust, and confidence in. And they're sharing with you beliefs about how real estate is very risky. Then they go on to tell you that real estate is a big time suck. Yeah, that's a technical term, time suck. What that means is something that consumes all of your available time. They go on to let you believe that real estate is like taking on a 40-hour a week job. And I've come to realize that's not true. But at one time, I actually believed that because people I had faith, trust, and confidence in shared that belief with me, and I had no reason to discount the belief. And then I was taught that you needed to have like $1 million to make $1 million in real estate, that unless you had $1 million to invest, it wasn't going to work. And the problem I had was, well, I didn't have $1 million. I had some money, but I didn't have a ton of money. I certainly didn't have $1 million. So that belief was kind of keeping me on the sidelines. And then I started reading some books. I started investigating real estate investment. And the problem that I had with a lot of the books is that they gave me a lot of the theory. they taught me a lot about how it could work, but they never backed it up with a tactical plan that could work for me. I did find one course out there that was a no money down course. And I bought that course and I spent a lot of money on that course. And the problem that I found with that course is that course was so focused on no money down techniques, it didn't teach you the fundamentals of actually investing with some of your money invested in the real estate. And when you learn that you have some of your money invested in the real estate, that is a important function for owning and operating real estate correctly. Until you know that, you don't know what you don't know. So you're stuck with a false belief. So I had some false beliefs rattling around in my mind. I had some false beliefs that were reinforced by some of the courses that I invested in as a younger man. And what it got me was an opportunity to buy some real estate. And I did go out and I bought some real estate. But the problem with the real estate that I bought was that it didn't do for me what it potentially could have done for me. In other words, it wasn't paying me cash flow. I thought you paid full retail price for the property. That's just the way you did business. And I gave up equity capture. I paid too much for the property. The property didn't cash flow to the extent that it should have cash flowed. I put the wrong financing on the property. I did a lot of things wrong. And then I tried to mom and pop the rehab instead of hiring somebody to just do it for me that knew a lot more about what needed to be done than I did. So at the end of the day, what I was doing was ineffective. And I did it ineffectively for many, many years. Now, there is a shining light to this story. The fact that I found Lifestyles Unlimited, I would tell you that my belief system has changed over time. Make sure you don't have false beliefs holding you back from having the life you hope to have. Remember, the number one thing that holds most of us back from making these changes is something called fear, F-E-A-R, fear. And Zig Ziglar says that fear is actually something called false evidence appearing real. That's what a fear really is. So I told you earlier in the show that there are three false beliefs out there that I had that you probably have about real estate that are probably keeping you from pursuing real estate. I mean, you've got these ideas in the back of your mind, and these ideas are saying, stay away. Don't go there. Don't do this. So let's talk about some of these fears. Why don't we just talk about the biggest fear, the risk factor, the fact that you've been conditioned to believe that real estate is very risky, that you can't guarantee what people are going to do once they're in your property. They could be totally negligent and they could burn the place down. And you know what I say to that? Burn, baby, burn. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to rebuild it to brand new condition using other people's money in the form of insurance. And I'm not going to lose income from the property because I'm going to have a particular rider on my insurance policy called loss of rent insurance. So it's going to pay me as if my resident were still living there, but they're not because I have to let them out of the lease because there's no place for them to rent if they burn the place down. Even if it's their fault, it's still, I have to let them go. Now, if there's liability, I'll let the insurance company deal with the liability factor, but I don't necessarily get involved with that. The insurance company is making me whole, and that's why I have insurance on the property. So what about residents that trash the place and they leave in the middle of the night? I have been taught, and you'll be taught the same thing, to follow a very strict resident screening process that virtually takes the risk out of the equation. So how does that work? Well, we screen our residents carefully from the largest possible selection of renters out there. And because we use something called the best price, best product at the best price philosophy to get great residents, we have people that want to compete for our properties because our properties are some of the nicest in the neighborhood. And when they see some of the other properties that are in the neighborhood, they want to rent our property. Now, we have to screen them in a first-come, first-served kind of basis because we have to be fair to everybody. But at the end of the day, we can have screening criteria that allows us to select from the best people. So we don't have to bring on board people that don't meet our screening criteria. As long as we're treating everybody the same, we're okay. And as long as we can prove that to the federal government, we're really okay. All right. So when you learn how to screen and you're screening from people that are looking at some of the best product at the best price on the market, it makes your job so much easier. Another thing that we do is we work up the rehab costs going into the deal. In other words, we're going to take a look at everything in that property, everything that is functional, everything that is aesthetic, and we're going to figure out if we need to repair it or replace it, because what we're trying to achieve is new or like new condition. So in other words, anything that could go wrong in the next 5 years, an appliance, a furnace, a hot water heater, a faucet, a drain, anything that doesn't have at least a 5-year lifespan on it, we figure out what it costs to fix it or replace it. And we work that cost up going into the deal. One of the major benefits for doing business this way is that, number one, when we turn the keys over to somebody that wants to rent the property, they're getting something that is functional, something that's going to work, something they don't have to worry about calling you about and saying, hey, look, I've got a problem with the toilet because it's doing blah, 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 blah. If we fixed or repaired anything that was potentially wrong with that toilet, we're not going to get that phone call. Benefit to us, benefit to the people that are renting from us, because they don't have to deal with, number one, the aggravation of having the repair. Number two, the aggravation of having to be at the property to let the repairman in to fix the thing that is broken. Does that make sense? Okay, so we're putting less stress on our residents by doing business the way we're doing business. And here's the other thing, and I mentioned it a moment ago, I'll just re-mention it. We don't take calls after 5 o'clock at night or on weekends because our residents don't have to call us. There's no reason to call us. None. All they need to do is pay their rent on the first of the month as they agreed to in the lease. And we make that easy for them too. So the benefits to us are astronomical. The benefits to our residents are astronomical. This is the right way to do business. This is the way we'll teach you how to do business when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, here's the other thing. If we can't fix or repair the property, in other words, everything that's wrong with it within our budget, we walk away. We walk away before we even spend any money on that property. It is taking the risk out of the transaction. By doing business the way we do it, by educating yourself the right way, by understanding what it costs to fix things in a typical property in the market that you're investing in, you are taking the risk out of owning property in that market, because you now have something called knowledge. You understand what it costs to fix things. You understand what, based on the fact that it costs X amount of dollars to fix certain things, and then you get knowledge about what systems tend to need to be repaired or replaced. Now you've got kind of a holistic package for what it costs to do rehab. Now you have to work on buying the property at the right price so that there is still equity that you can capture in the deal. Sounds like I just took all the risk out of the deal, right? All right, what about the time? What about the money? Well, I've got solutions for that too. When we come back from the break, I'll hit you with them. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by kind of getting in your head and dancing around in there, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to evict, it's kind of a tough word, right? But I'm trying to evict some potential false beliefs that you might have about real estate investing. Now, the reason I know that you might have these false beliefs is because at one time I had these false beliefs too. And it really took Lifestyles Unlimited to help me understand that the false beliefs were just that. They were false. But still I believed them to be true. So to me, they were true, they were valid, but in reality they weren't. They really weren't. And once I started wrapping my head around the lack of risk, when you do real estate correctly, when you understand how to do it correctly, you take a ton of the risk out of the equation. I mean, in the last segment, I articulated to you different things that I do now that the Lifestyles Unlimited community taught me to do that I used to not do correctly. But the reason I didn't do them correctly is because I didn't have anybody to teach me what right looked like. So when you don't know what right looks like, you just think your own version of right, and you just progress thinking you've got it all correct, when in reality you don't. And it's painful to figure out, well, I was doing that wrong. But you know, I was doing it wrong for many years. And when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited way back in 2017, they taught me what right looks like. And you know what right did for me? It corrected a lot of problems that I had in my real estate. It corrected a ton of problems. One of the other things that I used to believe is that real estate took a lot of time. I thought in the back of my mind, I gotta be like thinking about this property all the time. I gotta be slaving over this property. And the reality of it is you don't. Once you acquire the property, once you renovate the property, once you find a great resident to live in the property and you enter into that lease agreement with them and they start living in the property and paying you every month on time, there's not a whole lot to do. There's not. And I explained in the last segment what you do to prevent your resident from contacting you all the time. You fix up everything that needs to be fixed up. You're taking the risk out of the real estate, which also takes the time commitment out of the real estate. Now check it out. Since I've been a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I have owned way more real estate than I ever did when I was not a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And my time obligation, the amount of time that I spend on my real estate, has actually gone down. It's actually gone down. You don't believe it, do you? But I'm here to tell you, it's actually gone down. And here's what I've learned to do that I didn't know how to do previously because I spent too much time focused on the wrong things. What Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to do is it taught me to be the orchestra conductor. It did. It taught me how to orchestrate the deal, take full advantage of the power of leverage. In other words, leveraging other people's time, other people's money, other people's knowledge. Now there's a school of thought out there that thinks, well, that's abusive, you shouldn't do that. Well, I don't think it's abusive at all. As a matter of fact, what it does is it helps other people do the business they're trying to do because they're providing you services that you take advantage of. You're not taking advantage of anybody in a negative way. As a matter of fact, you're taking advantage of people in a good way because you're going to allow them to make money doing the things that they do. And in turn, when they get what they want, you in turn get what you want. Yeah, that's a Zig Ziglar quote. Del Walmsley says it all the time on his radio show. If I'm only orchestrating the deal and I'm taking full advantage of other people's time, other people's money, other people's knowledge, what am I really doing? Well, it's really more a function of what I'm not doing. I'm not picking up a hammer, not picking up a paintbrush, not picking up a paint roller, not picking up a sprayer, nothing, none of it. And not because it's beneath me. That's not the point. It's because I've been taught how to work on my business, not to work in my business. That goes back to hiring the right people that are on your team that bring a skill set that is superior to your skill set to the table. So no matter what kind of time you have, you'll have people on your team that can actually use that time more effectively and get you the results you're looking for. So who needs to be on your team? Let's think it through. Real estate professionals, very important to have on your team, whether they're realtors, whether they're real estate attorneys, whether they're title or loan officers, these are the people you need to have on your team for the transactional piece. For the operational piece, you need to have connections with the trades. You either have to decide whether or not you're going to general contract hire out or general contract do it yourself. You can do it either way. If you do it yourself, it does take a little bit of your time. But when you know how to manage your time and work on your business, you're not spending a terrible amount of time operating your business model. Or you can just hire somebody to be the general contractor and you just manage the general contractor. Either way works, and it saves you a lot of time. Who else needs to be on your team? Well, I'd have a plumber on my team. I'd have an electrician on my team. I'd have a foundation guy on my team. I'd have a roofing guy on my team. And I'd have multiples of those people of those particular trades. And the reason being is that when the good ones get busy, they get busy and they may not be available. So it's good to have multiple iterations of the different trades on your team. Even if you're going to general contract or something out, you still want to have somebody who's specialized in a particular function within your property so that if that functionality needs to be addressed somewhere along the line, you can address it. Or maybe you find something that the only thing wrong is the plumbing. So you don't need to hire the general contractor to manage the plumber. You just need to hire the plumber to repair the stuff that needs to be repaired. Now, if you find something out there that the only thing wrong with it is the plumbing, well, good on you, because the reality of it is you're going to find something out there that's got multiple things wrong. The roof might be bad. The HVAC system might be bad. The foundation might be bad. The plumbing itself might be bad. You may have electrical problems in the property. There may be problems with the gas delivery system. There may be problems with the driveway. There may be problems with the actual physical layout of the property in relation to the neighbor's property. So these are all things that you need to check out. But here's the thing. Everything I just described to you can be checked out by having a home inspector on your team. You need to have the right people on your team. If you want to know what the right people are, I could rattle off a list for you. I've kind of rattled off a list earlier in the show. But I think at the core of your team, especially when you're starting out, the number one relationships that you need to build are with real estate professionals and with non-real estate professionals. What does that mean? Well, real estate professionals, from the standpoint of their license, they have a license to transact property. They're called realtors. There are people that are non-realtors that do the same thing that are licensed. But the ones you're probably most familiar with is the brand realtor. So you want to have some of those people on your team. You also want to have some wholesalers on your team. So what's a wholesaler? A wholesaler is somebody who's not licensed, who goes out and finds a distressed property and then enters into a purchase agreement with somebody. And then instead of intending to close on the deal that they entered into, they instead look to flip the contract, usually to investors like you and me, and we buy the rights to purchase that paper. I mean, we're essentially buying the right to buy the contract to buy the property. Does that make sense? It is legal in most of the states in this country. Some states don't allow it, but most do. It's a practice that's been going on for a long time in Texas. And we, as real estate investors, we have relationships with wholesalers. And the reason we have relationships with wholesalers is because they're out there doing a business that we don't want to do ourselves. Wholesaling is like having a job. It is a job. You have to put a lot of time and effort into it if you're going to be successful at it, which means you're going to put in 30, 40, 50 hours per week in order to make it profitable for you. Now, what kind of wholesalers are we as real estate investors looking for? We're looking for those that are willing to work 30, 40, 50 hours per week because they're the ones that can bring us deals. So we will pay a fee to them through the escrow process to acquire the property. And that's pretty much how we do business. The real estate agents that you will make relationships with either will find you properties that they have listings on themselves, or they'll find properties for you through the multiple listing service, or they'll have relationships themselves with wholesalers, and they will bring you a deal through that wholesaler network. That it's a pretty smooth process. I'm not going to get into how the whole thing works, but at the end of the day, it gives you an opportunity to buy something that's distressed, that has a motivated seller. And those are the kind of properties that we're looking for. So very important to have these people on your team. Lifestyles Unlimited suggests that if you are going to do this on your own, you're going to develop relationships with realtors or wholesalers. We recommend that you develop a relationship with about 20 different entities. Yeah, I said 20 different entities. And the reason for that is not all of them work in all markets. Some of them are very, very specialized. They work in very specialized markets. So you have to understand that and understand that they will only bring you deals for a certain segment of the market. So make sure you ask them that question. What part of the market do you operate in? And that way you'll have an understanding of where in the marketplace they'll be able to provide you property when they come across property. All right, let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about money, because you have been told, I have been told, you gotta have a lot of money to make money in real estate. And it's not true. You have to have some money. You have to have some skin in the game. But one of the things that we do differently as real estate investors is we take advantage of something called hard money. Now, what is hard money? Hard money is used to minimize our out-of-pocket expenses. It's a short-term, interest-only, asset-based loan. And what it will tend to do is it will tend to loan us up to 70% of the after-repair value of the property, and we can use that for acquisition and repairs. So in other words, if we find a property and it's worth $100,000, and it's going to take $70,000 to buy it and do all the repairs, then the hard money loan is going to cover the acquisition and the repair costs associated with us doing this deal. We're going to pay some closing and holding costs, but that only represents maybe like $5,000. And then once we get the property to the condition that we expect it to be at, and we find a great resident to live in that property, and they enter into a lease agreement with us, we're going to cure that hard money loan with a conventional Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac conforming loan. And the reason why we want one of those loans is that they offer us the best possible interest rate in the marketplace, because we want to get the best interest we can get, right? All right, so we're going to get one of those conventional loans, and it's going to cost us maybe another $5,000 in closing and holding costs to do that transaction. But at the end of the day, we've only spent about $10,000 to buy a property that was worth $100,000. In my example, $100,000 was the after repair value. So we captured equity of $20,000. We spent $10,000 on additional equity. We're all in for $80,000, of which $10,000 of that is cash we put into the deal. $20,000 is additional equity we've captured. So now we've effectively quadrupled our money. Now we've effectively tripled our money. That's what we've effectively done, because we turned $10,000 of equity into $30,000 worth of total equity. And now we've got an asset that's going to produce us cash flow. And even if it's only producing, say, $200 a month in cash flow, that's still an annualized return of $2,400. $2,400 extra dollars that you and I don't have to go to work and trade time for money to get paid for. This is passive income that's coming in whether or not you go to work for it or not. That is the beauty of this passive income. That is the beauty of understanding that when you rethink the way you think about real estate, when you understand that real estate risk is really just a function of you controlling that risk, when you understand that real estate time management is what it takes in order to fix the concerns you have about real estate and time. And then when you understand how you can utilize the least amount of your own money to acquire an asset, you will be on the road or the path or the roadmap to success, because that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We follow a roadmap to success. Everything that I'm talking to you about on this radio show, all of this is included in the Financial Freedom Seminar. I'm not sharing anything with you that is different than the information that would be shared with you when you become a member. So if this information is starting to make sense to you, imagine if you had the entire roadmap. Imagine if you had the roadmap taking you from where you are and where you're trying to get to. Imagine you being on a path to real estate retirement in the next 5 years. Now, let's think about that for a minute. How old are you? Yeah, you know the answer to that question. How old are you? All right, add 5 years to your age. That's how old you would be when you retire yourself. Now, here's the neat thing. You're not locked into that 5 years. If you want to take more time, you can take more time. There are Lifestyles Unlimited members that do that. They do it for very specific reasons, but they take more time. But then there are other Lifestyles Unlimited members that take less time. People like me. I did it in 2 years. Now, you have to understand, I was desperate. I was desperate to get it done. And I got it done. And I'm not looking back. I have been retired since 2019. And I am not looking back. I am using real estate in everything that I am teaching you on today's show. I am using all this to its full potential, because real estate is the mechanism that pays me the passive income that I need, not only to obtain retirement, but to retire myself. So you could get it done in maybe 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or whatever your roadmap tells you it needs to take in order to get the job completed. Now, one of the other things you may be concerned about is how much money you're starting with. Don't worry about that so much, because at the end of the day, you may have money hidden away in places you didn't even know you had money. Now, how do you find these places? The easiest way to find these places is to, well, just to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm gonna recommend you take the time to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's our website. Get used to it, because when you become a member, that's the website you go to access the member-only features of the website. But since you're not a member yet, what I want you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on free workshop. That free workshop is going to go over 5 ways that we make money in real estate. It's going to talk about an alternate path to retirement. It's going to cover how real people are investing. It's going to give you the answers you're looking for, and it's going to give you an opportunity to become a member. So go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.